Hey, everybody. This is Colin Connors with the Survivor Org podcast. I'm your host, and with me, as always, is the wonderful Dennis Patrick. Dennis, say hello.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest today, the lovely Holly Hoffman. Say hi, Holly.
Oh. Hi, everyone.
So Holly played in Survivor Season 21, and she did really well after a rough start. So Holly, how have you been?
I've been really well. I have been extremely busy. I did not think that any of this was going to happen after the show. I actually ended up becoming a motivational speaker. So last month I did 14 speeches. This month I have 12. So I've been doing a lot of traveling.
Traveling all over the world?
No, I've been doing a lot in state in the Midwest. I've been over to Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa. This month I'm actually going to Palm Springs to speak. Next month I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky. I have a speech in Dayton, Ohio. So it's really starting to blossom out of the state, which is something that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what made you want to be a motivational speaker?
Well, actually, I didn't think this was going to happen. After Survivor, about 2 weeks after the show, the season was over, I had some people ask me to come in and speak. And I went in and I didn't have a PowerPoint. I didn't have anything. I just stood up there and I started speaking. And then I realized that the show had actually changed me from what I learned from being out there and what I experienced. It really became a life lesson. So the speaking just kept going and kept going. And I thought, you know, I need to really tell my story in a way of what I learned as a life lesson being out in the middle of the jungle and bringing that back into surviving in the real world. And it all just fell together.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you give us a little sample of that?
Well, what I do is I talk about why I applied for the show. And basically I did that because I was at a point in my life where I really wanted a challenge and an adventure. And I just wanted to really do something for myself. And a lot of my girlfriends were like, why don't you just go to a spa for a couple months? And so I was like, I don't know. So I have to be honest with you. I love the show, but I just didn't think I was going to make it. But I thought, I'm just going to try it. If I make it, okay. I sent one application in, one audition tape, and I got a casting call. Went to a casting call and they picked me. So I was shocked. So I talk about taking opportunities. Don't ever tell yourself you can't do something because of the numbers. Because there's a lot of people that apply to be on this show every season. Mm-hmm. I talk about how I basically hit rock bottom at the beginning of the show and I wanted to quit. And I just wanted to quit because I didn't feel like I fit in with my tribe. I was letting people kind of control my actions, and then I talk about my comeback and how I changed my attitude and started believing in myself a little bit more. And that's what everybody needs to do in the real world, is everybody every day needs to think about their attitude and where they want to really go in life.
In the show, it made it look like that Jimmy Johnson helped you a lot with that. Did he actually help you that much?
He helped me a lot. And you know, at that point of the game, that was day five. Actually, day one, the first night I was out there, our hut broke down 3 times in the pouring rain. And I thought to myself, what have I just done? So the first night I was out there, I was having second thoughts about doing this. When I hit day five and I wanted to quit, I went up to Jimmy Johnson. And the reason I picked Jimmy Johnson is because I felt like he was the only one that I could trust, and he was really the leader at that point. So I pulled him aside, and he just basically looked at me and said, you don't look like a quitter. And one of the things that he did say that they didn't show on television, he said, you know, what would your family and friends think of you if you quit, if you're not a quitter and you quit on national television? And that's when I just was like, oh, wow, I cannot quit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he helped me a lot.
What was your reaction when Nay and Purple Kelly quit?
You know, I actually tried to talk them both into staying. At that point of the game, on day 28, I really felt like I had become the mother figure to both of them. And I know, like, Fabio, he was like, let him quit. To be honest with you, I wanted to take Nyanka to the end. Because I don't think Nyanka would have won, because I could have convinced the jury that her actions, you know, talking about the things that she did on the show, I know I stole the shoes as well. But Nyanka was a lot worse. So I really think that I could have convinced the jury, if I would have been able to get Nyanka to the end, that they shouldn't have voted for her. Yeah. But, you know, in all reality, I really think that, you know, anytime you quit something, you're labeled as a quitter. And I feel really bad for both of them. I think they've recovered from it as well. But I don't think Purple Kelly, I truly believe in my heart, Purple Kelly wouldn't have quit if Nyanka didn't quit. Because when we left to go to tribal council that night, I pulled Purple Kelly aside and I said, we are voting you off next. Wouldn't it look better if you were voted off than if you quit? And I said, what are you going to do? And she said, I'm going to wait to see what Nyanka does. So at tribal council, when Nyanka got up and quit, there went Purple Kelly.
Oh, wow. Who would have been your ideal final three with Nyanka?
Dan.
Oh, that actually, you would have won that one. I'm 100% positive.
I really, really wanted to take Nyanka and Dan to the end, because Dan was the same way. He was constantly bragging about, you know, what he had and how much money he had. He was well-liked, though. I think it would have been a little bit dangerous to take him. But as I think I could have also convinced the jury not to vote for him.
Mm-hmm. Because he's so well off, and he did nothing in challenges, it seemed like.
Nothing in challenges and nothing around camp.
Nothing?
Yeah. Nothing. I mean, I'm not kidding you. He would come back from a challenge, and he would lay in the hut, and that's where he would stay. Mm-hmm. And there was a point in the game, and they did air that. He got up really early in the morning, and he was sitting by the fire, and I came over to him. And I was talking to him, and he said, I think I'm going to call it quits. So there was a point in the game where he was going to quit.
What stopped him from quitting?
I don't know. I guess then at the end of the day, he was like, no, I'm going to stick this out. So I think for Dan, he talked a lot about making the final six to try to get his son to come over if we had a family visit. Because, you know, you don't know if you actually do or don't.
Uh-huh.
But to him, that was really big, was to try to get his son to come over and experience it with him.
Mm. Well, that explains why Dan was so upset when Fabio didn't pick him. Because when Fabio didn't pick him, you saw Dan going, it's okay. Or no, it was, who won that challenge? Was it Chase?
Well, Chase won the challenge, yeah. And then he picked Sash and I.
Yeah, and then it cut to Dan saying, what a scumbag. Chase is a scumbag. Because he was really upset about that.
Oh, he and Jane were both really upset. In fact, when they went back to camp, they did show that how upset they both were. And then Dan started saying things to Jane about, I can't believe that he didn't even pick you. So when I saw that on national television, I was like, oh, that was not good. Fabio didn't really make that big of a deal out of it. But I can't believe at that point in the game that those three didn't do some scheming to try to get the three of in an alliance and then try to either get Chase or Sash or someone or myself on their side to further themselves in the game. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they didn't try to make an alliance that day when we were gone.
Yeah. That does seem interesting, because they could have grabbed you from what it sounds like, and then you could have had your ideal final three.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So but, you know, I was... At that point in the game, I was so tight with Chase and Sash, and I truly believed in my heart, after Chase picked Sash and I to go on that reward, I really felt like, oh, he's honorable. He's not going to write my name down. He's not going to vote me off. So I didn't even think about switching over to the other side. You always say, if I could go back, what I would do differently. There was a point in the game where Dan, Chase, and I were standing in front of the hut. Or no, Fabio. It was myself, Fabio, and Dan. And Fabio looked at me and he said, what do you think about getting in an alliance with Dan and I? And I didn't answer him. I just kept looking down at the fire. I didn't make eye contact with him. And I'm thinking now that I probably should have done that, but you know, you can't go back.
Oh yeah. Well, I think you could have beaten Fabio in a final tribal council if it's you, Fabio, and Dan.
I think I could have too. Yeah. I think, well, you know, I truly believe, and I you're probably going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but when I look back at our entire season out of the final three, who really played the game?
Mm-hmm. You have Chase and Sash.
But you know what? Even Chase, he could never make up his mind. Well, I constantly had to tell him what to do.
Oh, okay. That's something we didn't really get to see as viewers. So you were the one that was kind of guiding Chase the whole time?
Yes. I was constantly telling him who to vote for, who to watch, and this and that. So he really didn't do a lot. I mean, he didn't, you know, and then when Jane and I decided that we were going to get Brenda out of the game because she was in total control, he went and told Brenda. And then I had to pull him aside and say, you know, what are you doing? She's in control of the game. You need to. He always had a really hard time making up his mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that led to the famous quote, what the F is wrong with Chase?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I have that down because that quote
can
has.
Can I tell you?
Yes. Go right ahead.
You know, I think there was one other time that I swore. Okay. I think I said, Chase needs to shut the hell up. I said that. And that was when Chase was talking to Brenda down on the beach. And then, of course, I did say, what the bleep is wrong with Chase? Well, that was when Chase went and told Brenda we were going to vote her off. Well, then Nayaka came and told me that Chase told Brenda. And the camera guy was standing right there. And I said that. And I looked at the cameraman and I said, I waved my hand and I said, sir. And he kind of looked down at me and I'm like, you need to delete that. I said, I can't say that on national television. And he just totally ignored me. So I waved my hand frantically and I said, sir, did you hear me? You need to delete that. And he kind of started laughing and he said, Holly, first of all, you're not supposed to talk to the cameraman. And secondly, he said, we can't delete footage. So I knew that was going to be on. I just knew it. I'm like, they're going to put that on national television. So I have three teenagers. So of course, well, actually my kids were 24, 22 and 20 when I was on the show. So of course, when I dropped the F-bomb on national television, I got a lot of tweets.
Well, the reason why I bring that quote up is I was online, I was reading this thing that said, what quote best describes Survivor Nicaragua? And that was the one they picked.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
So let's take it back. Let's go back to day one. When you get divided up into old versus young tribes, what was your initial reaction?
Oh, well, okay. First of all, they put us in two tribes. So I immediately started looking around thinking, who can I trust? Who can't I trust? And then when they made us go into the old versus young, you want to know my first thought?
Uh-huh.
My first thought was, dang, I kind of wanted to be with some of those kids. And then my second thought was, there is no way that woman is over 40. And it was Eve. I thought she was like 29.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has aged very well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, that was really one of my first thoughts was she's over 40.
It wasn't anything strategic like, oh, look, there's Jimmy Johnson. It was, wow, Eve's really pretty.
Can you believe that? Oh, but once we got back to camp, you know, for the first time and we could finally talk to these people, when we got there, of course, you know, you noticed what I did with Wendy. I jumped right into an alliance. That was not a very good move.
Well, what was your strategy going into the game?
Well, my strategy was to lay low, just to kind of observe, try to pick out personalities the best I could, try to really think about who I can trust, who really knows the game well, that's going to play the game with me. But I was kind of going to stay under the radar, which, as you can tell, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that led to the whole shoe incident.
Okay, that's another story.
Yes, let's. And we are all ready to hear that, right, Dennis?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, you have to understand that they don't show everything on television, right?
Yes, ma'am.
For some reason, Dan and I just did not. We just did not click. There was a little bit of, I don't know what, I can't even really explain it. I just didn't like him and he just didn't like me. I didn't get the good vibes from him right away. And I think it was his whole, I didn't have to apply for this show type thing.
Oh, he didn't have to apply?
Dan did not apply.
Oh, wow.
He was a recruit. And so he was kind of out there talking about that. He was bragging about the things that he had. I don't know. He just got under my skin. And it was totally out of anger that I took his shoes. I should have never done it. I don't know what I was really thinking at the time. I was thinking that maybe I'm going to use this to try to blame it on somebody else, that we could vote someone. I don't know. Let's just say that my head was not in the game on day three. No, that was day five. I did that. I hadn't slept in 3 days. We were living off about a quarter cup of rice, half a cup of rice. It was bad. Mm-hmm. So I should have never done it.
What was the best thing that happened that we didn't get to see on camera?
I wouldn't say that there was like a best thing that happened, but I would say that something that did happen that you guys didn't see on camera was one night we had a rat come into our camp.
Which camp was this? Was this the...
This was at the Merge.
Okay.
Yep, this was... And I believe there were... I want to say there were 9 of us left. And Chase was the first one to recognize the rat. And I really thought that this was going to be on television. And we all got up and we started gathering rocks and we started chasing this rat. And we were going to kill this rat and eat it. And of course,
just like in Survivor 1.
Exactly. And we were not successful. We did not kill the rat. But I will tell you a personal story that happened to me. Mm-hmm. That was not on camera. And this is kind of funny. And I hope that everybody takes this in a good way. So, okay. You have one set of underwear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on day 11 and I'm like, okay, I've had this, this underwear on for 11 days. It's time to go in the ocean to wash my underwear. So as I'm washing my underwear out, I finish and I wrap them around my big toe and I step down and I'm washing my bra out. And this huge wave comes up and hits me in the face and knocks me back. And I look down and my underwear is gone. So from day 11 to day 38, I had no underwear. Yeah. Yes. Yes. There were some challenges that I had my pants on commando.
Well, that's always interesting to note. The next time I watch your season, I'll be like, it'll be a challenge when you're holding the ropes. And I was like, oh, Holly's not wearing underwear.
James. I had my swimsuit on that challenge. So okay. I was good.
You were ready for that one.
Just in case.
You mentioned earlier, before we started this podcast, about Marty. So let's talk about Marty.
Yeah. Marty was... out of the game, don't get me wrong, Marty's a great person. But I did not fit in with Marty right away. Marty, as soon as the game started, he totally picked the people that he wanted to be around, which was Jill, Tyrone, and Dan. Those were the people that he really connected with right away. Not so much Tyrone, but Tyrone was definitely on that side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Marty kind of perceived me as someone, first of all, that didn't know how to play the game, someone who was weak, and he kind of, there were times where he made these smart ASS comments towards me that just didn't sit right with me. So I just didn't care for Marty right away. And Jane and Jimmy T and I were in a real tight alliance. And I think that he kind of felt like maybe we weren't up to his level socially. That's how I felt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how I felt at the beginning of the game.
And how did he act towards Jane?
He kind of ignored Jane right away. Didn't have much to do with her. And I know that he knew that Jane and I were in alliance because we always left. But he didn't give Jane a lot of time.
How do you feel about your edit overall?
My edit was right on. Mm-hmm. I really cannot say that I came out of this game and that my edit was bad, because I had a meltdown at the beginning of that. I had a meltdown. I was ready to walk off the show. And I truly believe that when I went back to camp and I said sorry to Dan, which after I did that episode, I got more hate email for saying sorry for Dan on national television than I did for taking his shoes. Yeah, I had to like delete people off my Facebook. Yeah. Anyway, but I think my edit was right on. As I'm standing out there, I kept thinking to myself after I had my meltdown, I was like, Holly, you need to change your attitude and you need to get your head in this game. Mm-hmm. Because you applied for this. You wanted to do this. You're a Survivor fan. You can't let the elements and people and, you know, everything else get under your skin. You need to be strong.
Well, how long
I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
I'll tell you what my saving grace was. Uh-huh. And my saving grace was picking the Blue Rock.
Yeah, winding up on the tribe with Chase and...
Yes, and picking those four kids. Because once I got in with those kids and I got in those real tight alliances, I was able to just take off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask, who did you bond better with, the younger people or the older people?
Well, as far as the Espada tribe, I had, like, it was Jane and Jimmy T, who was voted off, you know, early in the game, and Wendy was voted off. I have to truly admit that I did bond with the younger kids better.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I truly believe that it was because I had kids at home that age. You know, my kids were 20, 22, 24, and that's what Chase and Benry and Nayanka, and I felt like I was mothering them, and they started calling me Mama Holly. So they looked up to me as a mom, and I truly believe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And they probably would have all given you their votes had you made it to the end.
Now, listen, I'm going to disagree with you on that.
You are? Well, yes. Yeah, I was going to ask that. If it was, let's say, you, Fabio, and Sash, who would have won?
Fabio.
Fabio still?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Well... I did you watch my Ponderosa video?
Not recently, no, ma'am.
Okay. Well, when I got to Ponderosa, I was greeted by two people. And
oh, wow.
I sat down at the table to eat, and nobody talked to me. It was like I wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the kids that was at Ponderosa told me the next day that there were two people at Ponderosa that were telling the other people lies about me. And they were saying things that I did that I didn't do. And I truly believe that those two people were doing this because they thought I was going to get to the end. I would have had to do some very swift talking at tribal council to convince them that they should vote for me. And I would have used.
Can you give us any names?
Jane and Nayanka.
Why would they do that, though?
Well, Jane even said in a video when I came to Ponderosa, she said, I hope Holly rots in hell. If I never see her again, I won't care. It doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
That's in my Ponderosa video.
Uh-huh.
And I think what really bothered me when I watched the Ponderosa videos was Marty welcomed Jane, and Marty couldn't stand Jane, and he didn't even welcome me. So that was really hard for me to swallow, but I knew that I wasn't there very long and I was out of there. But since then, you know, everything's been taken care of. Jane and I do speak now. We're good friends, and you know, everybody, it just takes some time to get over that pain. But I do have to admit that that was very painful. That was really hard because you have to vote someone off. Hello, do you watch the game? It's part of the game.
It's what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes, was I in a tight alliance with Jane? Yes. But I voted her off because I truly believe that if I hadn't, she would have won.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt at all.
You know, it's an individual game. Yes, you have to play the social game and the physical game, but when it comes down to it, it is an individual game. You are out there for yourself to get to the end.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah. And I'm going to ask you a completely random question, and I hope you're ready. Can you do any celebrity impressions?
No.
I think you could do a good Sarah Palin.
That's what everybody tells me.
And I think you should try Sarah Palin. Because, I mean, we've already had multiple survivors do multiple celebrity impressions, and I would love to hear you do a Sarah Palin.
I'm just trying to think what Sarah Palin says.
I can see Alaska from my house, or I can see Russia from my house.
Okay, so I was missing you because I was going to look up something that she says, and it was echoing. What does she say?
I can see Russia from my house.
I can see Russia from my house.
That was pretty good.
In fact, they tell us to stay off the blogs as our season is airing, mm-hmm. but I got on the blogs, and that's what a lot of people did tell me, that she sounds just like Sarah Palin, and so it is my accent. In fact, when I was out there, they were saying things about my accent within the first 3 days of filming. So yeah.
Were they saying good things or bad things? Because sometimes people think I have an accent, and it's always a bad thing they have to say.
Well, I remember one morning, Tyrone got up, and he said something like, "Oh, gotcha. Oh, good, yeah. What are we going to do for the day?" or something like that. So I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to throw some Survivor-related questions at you.
Okay.
Who's your favorite Survivor player of all time?
You know, this is kind of hard to answer because you watch Survivor and you see the episodes, you see the seasons, and then you meet some of these people and you perceive them in an entirely different way. So,
okay, give us the goods. You have to give us the goods with something like that.
I can't mention names.
Okay, I understand.
But I will tell you that I like Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as – I really liked Dawn.
Well, Dawn was almost you.
Yeah, I did. I she reminded me of myself when I was out there, so I just kind of felt a connection with her, and I liked Dawn's play. As far as gameplay overall, I mean – Sandra, that's who I'd have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you not pick her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she won twice.
Yeah, exactly.
All I used to say to her. Would you go back, Holly?
I would go back in a heartbeat.
Have you been asked back?
I cannot answer that.
Very fair. It's just nice to know that you would go back. That's always good to hear.
Oh, and you know, when I speak and I tell people about how hard it was, and you know, you have to really, I had over 200 bug bites. I was loaded with bug bites. I have scars on my legs. I have a scar on my arm, and they come up to me afterwards and they ask me that question. And they're like, why would you want to do this again? Well, first of all, for me, this is my opinion. This is how I perceive this. And I even said this on my audition tape. It's not about the money. It's about being the sole survivor and getting to the end and seeing what you can really conquer and how you can use your inner strength while you're out there.
I'm going to say that in my audition video now.
Don't talk about the money.
I won't talk about the money.
That's my best piece of advice to you is to be yourself. That is the, I didn't do anything special in my audition tape.
You were just you.
I stood behind a table. I had a t-shirt on, a pair of running shorts. I stumbled over my words. I laughed. I explained that all three of my, our children were off to college and I wanted an adventure and a challenge. So you just need to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a hint for all of you listeners out there. Just be yourself and you can be on Survivor just like Holly. And I'm going to turn this over a little bit to Dennis Patrick because I believe he has some viewer questions for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. Okay. So the first question is from Brandon, and he wants to know if you could change one thing about your game, what would it be?
If I could go back and do one thing over, I kind of mentioned this already, but I would definitely at the end, I probably would have made the alliance with Fabio and Dan because I really believe that they would have taken me to the end. I do. When I was that close to the end, final five, I probably would have made an alliance with everyone at that point.
Okay. Just to protect yourself.
So that's just to protect myself and say, who would have thought Fabio was going to win the last three challenges?
Yeah, let's. I wanted to ask a question about that. How did you feel about Fabio winning? You obviously didn't vote for him.
No, but he knew that he had to win that challenge because he knew he was going home.
Did you know you were going?
You know, when I got back to camp, Chase and I went and filled water bottles. And I begged him not to write my name down. They didn't show that. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I don't think I'm going to write your name down. No, I'm not. And then he said, I'm not going to write your name down, but I got to talk to Sash. That's what he said. Before we left for tribal council, Chase, you know, he was making eye contact with me. He was looking at me. I really thought it was going to be a tie. I thought it was going to be a tie between Sash and I, because Chase and I were going to vote for Sash, and I knew they were going to vote for me. And Chase changed his mind at the last minute, and just before we went into tribal council that night, Chase stopped looking at me. He started kind of ignoring me, and ooh. I really had a feeling that I was going to go. I did.
Okay. Well, I believe Dennis has some more questions for you. Dennis.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Let's see. Anna Weagle wants to know, why did you go against Jane rather than be with Jane and Chase, who are obviously close?
You know, I really feel that Jane would have won. She was very well liked with everyone that was left. I would have to say the only one that really had a hard time with her was Marty. But looking back at who was on the jury, I truly believe that Jane would have won that game. I felt like I could have convinced the jury more to vote Chase out because Chase never could make up his mind, where Jane was truly playing the game. She was a game player. So that's really why I went against Jane. And it wasn't anything personal. It was all total gameplay.
Well, there's been some rumors that Jane got a better edit than she deserved. Do you think she got the edit she deserved?
Yes. Jane worked very, very hard. Now, the only thing I didn't agree with Jane was, you know, she stole food as well.
Oh, yeah, the fish.
Right. So she didn't get that edit of, you know, stealing fish and I was going behind people's back. But the thing that Jane did well out there is she worked very hard. She was very, very upset before we went to tribal council, cause she knew she was going home and, you know, she dumped the water on the fire and I actually turned around and walked away from in front of the hut because she started walking towards the machete and I was like, oh my God, she's going to get the machete and come after me. But I just turned around and walked away. So, you know, she was very angry at the end and that did kind of show her personality because she was very upset, but overall I think she did.
Okay. Let's throw this back to Dennis. Dennis, yep, go.
Only a couple more questions. This one comes from Alex Cash, and he wants to know how much actual surviving don't you see on the show?
Oh, okay. Hi, Alex. a lot. In fact, there were nights when we were standing out there, and we are standing in the pouring rain, and it's freezing cold. You know, the rain would stop and we would stand there in our swimming suits and we would try to dry our clothes. The sleeping, you know, you're literally out there. You're shaking uncontrollably because you're so cold. The sleep deprivation, our season was really bad as far as finding food. I went 13 days with eating rice only. And I get this question so many times, you know, is it the real deal? Yes, it is the real deal. They don't feed you. There's no porta potties. There's no toilet paper. It's hard. It's a lot harder than I had ever imagined. So the whole surviving, you have to survive. You have to try to find food. You have to keep your fire going. Mentally, it's mentally and physically exhausting.
Okay.
This kind of leads into our next question, actually, which comes from Trev Oliver. He wants to know, what was your hardest part on being Survivor?
You know, besides missing my family, you know, you don't get to talk to anyone, of course. You don't have cell phones. You don't know what time it was. Besides missing my family, the starvation was the worst. There was a point in the game, and in fact, I know which day it was day 30, when Chase won the reward to go to the overnight spa, and he picked myself and Jane. I remember walking into the spa and looking in the mirror, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, I just felt like my skin was just shrinking to my bones. It was unbelievable. So I would have to say the food source was really, really hard.
Cool. It's scary to think about not eating for a couple of days. I eat four times a day. So.
Oh. And it was just like, you know, I was just, you hope. I was really sick when I got back home. I did end up going to the doctor. I just, every time I would eat, my stomach would just bloat. Mm-hmm. And it took me like a month to recover. I was really sick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw one more question your way. If you could go back, would you still vote for Chase?
No.
Would you have voted for Shash?
Yes.
Cool.
And you know what? I love Chase. He's like a son. I mean, I love him. We've invited him to our house. We're hoping he's coming. But gameplay, Sash played the game.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Dennis, do you have any other final questions for Holly?
Nope, I think we pretty much covered them.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Holly, for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, this was wonderful, you guys. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, thank you guys for listening.